This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the fabulous DJV program, accomplishing our goal of getting you to know what's going on, paying attention to the conversation that I have. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. And you, so whether you subscribe to a certain way of thinking, seems rather strange in this day when there's so much information around that you'd have just one place to go. But there are folks who do that. This is the antithesis of that. I have not completed, but certainly visited 4 years and years, or played with this tranche of information that comes from all sides. I like to study. I like to learn. Do you? Or do you really want to be comfortable in your own skin with your own point of view? If this is if I'm describing you and you only have one point of view, you're probably not going to be comfortable. Maybe you'll change your mind listening to how we take things. If you've got doubts about stuff, this will prove as a sanctuary for people who have doubts. How about that? And my doubt continues to become, I'm almost overwhelmed with the COVID thing, Jennifer. I'm overwhelmed with the misinformation, the lack of information, the pejoratives, and so those of you who have heard me go back and forth, I am now really vexed with the focus on vaccines fixing everything. Once we have a vaccine, everything is going to be
fabulous.
I think
it's so dumb. Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily true.
And the way we've handled it is dumb. The whole thing, it's dumb.
There are a lot of updates, so let's just kind of run through some of the coronavirus headlines. You brought up vaccines, so we can start there. And there was a new survey. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Hold on, because of the coronavirus, which makes me laugh. Hold on, let me give you my report.
Jennifer still has a little bit of the virus she's dealing with. Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Yeah, my negative test actually feels more positive over the last couple of days than it did maybe at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Anyway. Many Americans were asked by this Harris survey where they want the virus vaccine to go first, because once there is a vaccine, it's not just going to be handed out, sent door to door. And so the people who answered this poll, 69%, said they would support a priority system for distributing a vaccine in the United States. 31% said they would prefer a first-come, first-serve approach. Where do they want them to go? To healthcare workers first, then to seniors, people age 55 or over. People with compromised immune systems, essential workers, then fire rescue police, then teachers, then states or metros with the worst infection rate, then children, then young adults, which is kind of interesting. You would think they would want it to go to young adults first, because young adults are actually having more of a time of this than children. But in any case, 66% of Americans said that if the U.S. develops a vaccine, it should only be available abroad after all U.S. orders have been filled.
Do you think that they exercise that opinion because they haven't got a lot of knowledge? The real knowledge has been
probably sort
of washed away when it comes to children and how this affects children. Not young people necessarily, but
I think people believe children. What they want to believe with this. And there are all sorts of impacts. There are people who have friends in their lives who are doctors, people who are doctors themselves, people who read a lot of scientific polls have a certain thought about this. There are people politically who have certain. The sad thing, and the thing that I've said since the beginning when I talked about this, is that there is so much misinformation, or maybe worst case scenarios, that when you do get diagnosed with this, it, even in the strongest of minds, you feel like you have this ticking time bomb inside of you, and that's unfortunate. And so I'm probably giving away my idea, but I really want to write like a book, what to expect when you're expecting, like for pregnant women, for people who get this, because there's so much scary stuff. There's not a lot of what's going to really happen, what you should do when it does kind of information, that it's unfortunate. But I think people
case is so different.
It's very different.
You're one of a number of people that I know personally who have had it, and every single case is completely different. Your symptoms are different from everyone else I know. Like, it's just, it's so unpredictable. No one knows, you know, people get it and are asymptomatic, people get it and are on a ventilator, and it's just, it's so hard to tell, you know, no one knows if it's
strains
in the virus,
too.
Yeah.
Right, there are different
strains. Well, it depends on your physical conditioning. There are people, really healthy people have not been impacted by this much at all. People who have weakened immune systems, older folks who are fat, you know, it just, that's where it goes.
See, you know, age, I mean, age plays a role in this. I was talking to someone over the weekend whose friend had it. She was 70, but she was really healthy. Go out and hike every single day. She was an outdoors person, very healthy. She got coronavirus. And then a week later, she thought the virus, after she thought the virus had cleared, she ended up dying because her body was riddled with blood clots. And she was perfectly healthy.
Healthy people are getting the blood clotting thing, the inflammation of all the organs.
Right. It is all different, but at the same time, we also need to realize and put an emphasis on the people who are recovering. What did they do? What are their stories? Because by and large, more people are recovering than not, and I think we need to put a focus on that. Now, over the past weekend, President Trump talked about plasma and about plasma donations, and the FDA has passed an emergency approval of using plasma for people who are in the hospital with the coronavirus. So that means people like me, once you recover after you've had COVID, you have antibodies, then you go and donate plasma, and already 100,000 people have done that in this country, which I think is really cool. And that plasma can be used to treat patients who are in the hospital, and it helps shorten their time and ups their chances of survival before even having to get on a ventilator. And so the numbers are encouraging. 35% of people are seeing success with plasma transfusions. And so they likened this actually to the use of remdesivir, which my mom was on, and it really did help her with the same type of success rate. This is what seems to be helping people, or even a combination of the two. Actually, a friend of ours in common, Dave Graveline, Doug, actually has been going through this really terribly and has had both plasma and remdesivir.
He's in the hospital.
He's been in there a long time. Now, another story coming out of all of this is that dry air and air-conditioned rooms are also helping to spread the virus, according to an Indian-German research team that looked at relative humidity. Excuse me. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, the dry air. I've heard that before. Dry air. Yeah, the dry air, for whatever reason, the dry air tends to spread this virus much more than the humidity. So, yeah, which is why a lot of people have been afraid of the second wave.
So I sleep with the air conditioning on and the windows open.
Ooh, that's an interesting mix. And then there's another story. I'm telling you, this is like the good news. You want the good news or the bad news? Because there's two more stories in our little coronavirus crunch. Where do you want to start?
I would rather have the bad news first and then end on a high note.
Then with the good news. All right, so bad news is, maybe bad news for me, coronavirus survivors are plagued by long-term ailments. That includes losing your sense of smell, dry cough, fever, and chronic
fatigue. You have your taste and smell back, though, don't you?
I do. I do have my taste and smell back. What has been kind of weird for me, and I don't know if it's something else going on, I never actually tested positive for the virus, so I got a false negative at the beginning. Got a negative again when I tested with my parents this last week, and that was really good, but I'm scared that maybe that was another false negative. I don't know. I've been having a low-grade fever for on and off for about a week now. I'm having trouble sleeping. I've got this cough. It's annoying because I want to feel better, and it's just not happening as quickly as it was. And I was feeling better than this after 2 weeks after I'd been really sick. So it's just
you're kind of backtracking.
I feel like I'm sliding. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
have you upped like your vitamin C and zinc and all that stuff for overall immune health?
Yeah, maxing out. I've got a lot of D, a lot of C, a lot of zinc. All of that going on.
Echinacea,
the one thing I'm out of
golden seal.
Is turmeric. I need to get some turmeric because I ran out. I've been taking so much of it. So, in any case, they're finding that people are having some lasting effects. My mom got called by the nurse because she was hospitalized, and they said that fatigue is just happening in every COVID patient that she has. You just feel more tired. Now, I'm used to that because I'm on a crazy schedule, but it's a body tired that's kind of weird. So now there are scientists saying that these symptoms, for people particularly who had mild cases like me, they'll have the symptoms that can go on because I guess they got lucky if on the front side of it and had a mild case. Now, the good news that we'll end on is that the hot spots that have broken out over the at least in the early parts of the summer, have really seemed to calm down. The U.S. is seeing the cases slow. This is due to the large progress in the South, the West Coast, the Southwest, where cases were skyrocketing earlier in the summer. And so this is good news. Arizona, Florida, two of the biggest contributors to the explosion of new cases in June and July, recorded significant improvement over the last few weeks. California is seeing an improvement as well. Counties around me are starting to maybe now be considered to go off of the governor's watch list. So this is all good news that cases seem to be settling down once again.
China has apparently approved some tests for a COVID vaccine. They're using insect cells. The COVID was sort of spread by a bat's not an. What is a bat? Is a bat an insect? Is it an animal? Is it a. What is it? What kind of a creature is a bat? Anybody ever thought about what categorization?
It's a rat, isn't it? Like a rat with wings.
Oh, flying.
Yeah.
It's a flying rodent, I think, yeah. Anyway, so now they've used cells of insects to help grow potential disease-blocking proteins, and they're using them. Of course, now they're telling the story because they want to be the heroes after they started this in the first place. They're testing it on monkeys now, and there haven't been any side effects, at least for the monkeys. Wasn't there some group of people, though, they've used it on Muslims? Are they testing Muslims that they sort of have incarcerated? I think they're doing that.
They do horrific things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way,
right,
exactly. Wagons, yeah.
Right. So it's their fault, and now they're trying to come out with something that they can make some money on and try to convince the rest of the world. Who will take this seriously? I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch a vaccine that came out of China. Would you, ladies?
Nope.
Not I'd be really it. Suspect.
Yeah, I'm not even looking for a vaccine that America develops. I don't think that that's... I think that people are hanging a lot of hope on
that. Yeah, but that's it.
It's just
a placebo effect, Victoria.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got a vaccine. That's great. We'll feel better.
There's six vaccines that are being done right now, and the one that I've heard the most and that I'd actually maybe the only one I'd consider is one that just bumps up your immune system. It doesn't necessarily claim to take
you
on the coronavirus, but it bumps up
by taking the right supplements. We were just talking about just take the right supplements.
And I really believe
rest,
that that's because I do take
down,
so many vitamins. I think that's why my symptoms were mostly mild at the beginning of all of this is because of that. And so it's important. It's by the way, something for people who are scared of this to do because you can actually get yourself in better shape
anyway.
Exactly.
Couple of listening reminders about our clip of the day at Good Day. That was Good Day Health Show. Good Doug. That is a place where you can get clips of our medical conversations. But on the DJV show, a couple of things. I spent some time talking about my first airplane trip last week. Since the pandemic started, I hope you'll find it insightful as to how to travel, where to travel, how to travel. That's at djvshow.com, along with the continuing loop of the program in its entirety every day. And then there's another clip that's kind of cool. With all the media attention surrounding the election, can you still be undecided on what candidate is going to get your vote? We all talk about that with various options in another clip from our program. You can listen to all of these clips go back and forth. It's kind of fun. Instead of having a full-length podcast, this kind of sets the tone for the program if you're new to it. And then you can listen to the whole thing, as I say, every day, all day, at djvshow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
That sounds like the beginning of a story that you'd hear. There was this girl. Riley Green and Tennille Towns are the earliest winners at the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards, taking the new male and new female artist of the year honors. Both artists were surprised with the news last week by ACM Award host Keith Urban. Riley Green was in a group called Zoom with label executives, including when Keith Urban joined the party, started chatting with Green about missing out on playing shows. How about playing the ACMs? Would you like to play the ACMs? Urban asked. He told Green about the win. I'll at least get to play one show this year. You can't get on me for playing this show, Green said. Green's major label debut, Different Round Here, was released in 2019, includes the singles There Was This Girl, which we're listening to right now, and I Wish Grandpa's Never Died. I'd like to hear that. I can hear my son saying that about my father, in a manner of speaking. And I hope I'm not being morbid than Miles will say about Gramps when I take the last cow ride into the sky. Tennille Towns, who released her debut album, The Lemonade Stand, earlier this year, was sitting down for what she thought was an interview when Urban popped up on the screen. Are you feeling good right now? You're about to feel a whole lot better, Urban said, giving the news to her. She was overjoyed, tearful. The Lemonade Stand includes the singles Jersey on the Wall, I'm Just Asking, and Somebody's Daughter, both of which were chart-topping hits in Towns' native Canada, as well as The Most Beautiful Things and White Horse. This is Jersey on the Wall. You're listening to with Tennille Towns. Both Towns and Green performing during the telecast of the 55th Annual ACM Awards, which will air the 16th of next month on CBS. The awards will take place in Nashville, spread across venues including the Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. So congratulations go out to Riley Green and to Neil Townsend if you're following that. I'd be interested in that occasion. 25 and change after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. All right, here we go. Let's see the Brothers Osborne. Jesus, you got in your closet. There you go. It's a new song from them. What do we think of this?
I like it.
Skeletons. Yeah. It's actually the third studio album. This is the title track from It. Will be released on the 9th of next month. No, 9th of October, sorry. I give it away already. We're already into it. Almost September, good Lord. Skeletons.
Whichever Osborne brother this is sounds just like Toby Keith. He's tricked me many times.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can't help you there, Jennifer. Skeletons, this tune we're talking about, follows other recently released things from the album, including a single called All Night and a song called Hating Somebody. That sounds lovely. Every song was written by at least one of the brothers, with co-writers including Natalie Hemby of the High Women. On Friday, Brothers Osborne will host and perform a free live stream concert to benefit the ACM Lifting Lives COVID Response Fund. Brothers Osborne lets play live streams at 8 on Brothers Osborne's YouTube account. So, there you go. You're big fans of the Osborne. Are they the Brothers Osborne or the Osborne Brothers? Which is?
Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne. And when did they come into prominence? Because they don't ring a bell with me.
They're new, relatively new, last couple of years.
How old are they?
Probably in their 30s.
Yeah. So they just come out of nowhere, or they've been working in the trenches playing these little joints for a long time before?
I don't think anybody comes out of nowhere, so I'm sure they've been working for a while.
Yeah, okay. All right, Skeletons in the Closet, the Brothers Osborne here, musically speaking, on the DJV program, where it's 28 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mark a weakening as it nears the Louisiana coast, but still poses a threat with winds and heavy rains. The tropical storm now has maximum sustained winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm could make landfall by this evening, followed by tropical storm Laura, which could be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast, possibly on Wednesday. President Trump has a message for Gulf Coasters.
I'm asking all Americans in the storm's path to follow the instructions of your state and local governments very closely.
Unrest in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last night after police are seen in multiple now viral videos shooting a black domestic violence suspect in the back as he tries to get into the driver's seat of a parked car. Police say Jacob Blake was shot and seriously injured. Some protesters reportedly set fires and threw things at police. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Chicago's violence problem doesn't appear to be slowing down any. As of last night, nearly 60 people had been shot in the city over the weekend, including 5 people who died. The most recent tragedy that police have detailed happened yesterday morning on the west side when Martin Coleman was shot and killed during some sort of argument. Last weekend saw 64 people shot across Chicago. Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, the laptops and other equipment needed for online learning. The world's 3 biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops, in some cases worsened, they say, by the Trump administration's sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in most places because of the coronavirus, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the Associated Press it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint. Kids cannot do distance learning, he says, without a computer. Well, you hopefully have a computer. Find us, if you do, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Remember the circumstances of your life when your parents told you, I don't know if this happened, I'm just reflecting on my own situation, when my father said to me, choose your friends wisely, which was good sage advice. Do we think we do that? Do you think what is it that you use to judge whether someone will be your friend or not? Victoria, how do you decide? You meet somebody new. How do you decide that you want to be his or her friend? Ever think about that?
I think if you have something in common, right? Doesn't that usually form the basis? I think that, I think that's probably
which is why Victoria saw me in my MAGA hat, and she's like, that girl right there is going to be my friend. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding. Aside from politics, though, Jen and I do have a lot in common.
You do.
But I think think it's actually, you know, it's so funny. I think it's, people constantly think like chemistry or having connections is always has to be about romantic love. But mm-hmm. I'm not one that believes that, because I believe one of my soulmates in my life is my grandmother. We could look at each other and know what the other was thinking. We just had that really cool connection. And I think it not necessarily that you find soulmates, but certainly you connect with people. And sometimes there's just really no reason why. Sometimes it is stuff in common. Sometimes it's just a feeling that you get when you're around that person. But I don't know. I feel like people have connections. And I think that's why, I don't know, I think sometimes perfectly wonderful people don't end up being friends. They just keep on going. But certain people do end up making wonderful friendships. So
there you go. It's all
maybe
about
something beyond us, right?
Well, it's the old expression, and this is now, I don't even, you know, it is. It's sort of chemistry. If you like somebody's company or you have something in common, you know, most of my friends, I have very few really, really good friends, but I have a number of people who I'm friendly with, some of them because of my political point of view, having to do with what's going on in my community, and the people that get together to work on things like that, and then you find out more about them, and you like them. I have a friend, a good friend, who wasn't my friend. As a matter of fact, I didn't like him. But we now have, we've gotten a little older, more mature. We like each other, pay attention to each other. It's kind of a neat thing. And that, you know, I think that goes for men and or women. But you're never too far along in life not to make good friends. And having a good friend is a very, it's hard to make friends and harder to keep them.
Well, I think the older you get, it's harder to make friends, because when you're young, you're at school, you have a lot more interaction, like forced interaction with people. So,
yeah. Well, I have lots of interaction with people. Yeah. A lot of the people that I am interacting with, I don't care for particularly, for whatever the reason. Anyway, so if you're thinking about friendship, why not take some action today? Look around, see who's in your life you want to have. But it's not a deliberate thing. It just sort of happens, I think, in a chemical way. Speaking of things happening, Victoria, a friend of mine went into a Macy's store here in the mall in the next town over, in the Natick Mall. Macy's big, used to be a Filene's store. Filene's bought out by Macy's. They bought up Jordan. They bought up everybody. And now, because of the realities of the world, they're finding themselves overextended. He went into this Macy's to find a mixer, you know, those electric mixers that you use to make mashed potatoes and stuff like that. He said basically that whole department was empty, and when he asked the clerk, she said, well, they're not ordering any more things. The clerk said,
a lot of Macy's are closing down.
Yeah, it's just to the wall, there's not much stuff there. So what's going on, the Macy's Day Parade? What do we expect to happen? That's become something that's been going on for a long time.
90 years. Yep. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is, as we all know, it's usually on everyone's TV on Thanksgiving morning. And the big question this year is, will it happen because of coronavirus? The answer is yes, it is happening. It will look a little bit different, though. They still will have floats, and they'll have performances by the singers and, you know, and stars and celebrities. The crowds are going to be a lot smaller, if they had any at all. And so they're still working through all of this, but Macy's has made the statement over the weekend saying, following our successful, safe, and innovative production of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks, it's our intention to similarly reimagine the Thanksgiving Day Parade in November. Mayor de Blasio said at a press conference that aspects of the parade won't be the same, but the goal is to preserve as much of the parade and the traditions as possible. So what they did for 4th of July, they had smaller fireworks in different locations all around the city. And so that's how they're doing the Academy of Country Music Awards this year in Nashville. They're going to have smaller performances at different venues all around the city, so it isn't one area where everyone will be gathered. I would assume they're either going to have social distancing in place at the parade, you know, along the route, or they're going to eliminate crowds altogether. But if you're watching it on TV, it will still probably look a little bit similar. We're also used to everything being virtual now. I don't even know that it fazes people much anymore. And reading the statistics of what happened with the DNC, like, I think it was 44%. Jen, you probably know these numbers better than me. I think it was like 44% of people who watched said that they actually liked it better than the traditional way. So I don't know. People are just very used to virtual things now and having things look different. But it is still nice that they're going to have this American tradition, which is, you know, I love watching. I hate parades, but the cynical New Yorker in me hates parades. But I do love the Thanksgiving Day parade. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are other, you know, the large gathering thing seems to be at least not in our focus at the moment. I noticed that Syracuse University handed out a couple of dozen suspensions in response to large gatherings taking place on campus this past weekend.
It's all the fraternities, yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. They're all going back to school and all having these giant parties. In a video, you can see this huge crowd not following university rules at all, not wearing masks, not social distancing.
This is going to happen in every college that isn't, at any college that has kids going back to school on campus. This is going to happen. And we're either going to see clusters of outbreaks or we won't. So it's a kind of wait and see. You just have to see what happens. And I think the same thing going on with kids going back to school. You know, they're doing 2 days in person and then 3 days at home. I don't even get the point of that, because if you're around other people, if you're in
just
school,
go to school. Just go.
You go
put
or
them
you
back
don't.
In school. Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's the what is
but
that?
I think the reason they're building up the tracks is to keep the class size down. So I think there are multiple tracks in some cases. I think that's why they were dividing up the days.
Yeah.
So it just makes the class size smaller.
So would either of you report someone for not wearing a mask?
No.
Report someone? What do you mean by report?
Call the police. We had an incident here locally where somebody in the next town over called there was somebody in a laundromat doing their wash, and she was wearing a mask, and somebody came in and wasn't wearing a mask. She described him as older, pot-bellied, and mustache.
They're talking about Joe.
Yeah. At any rate, she said to him, please, will you put on a mask? And then he said, no, I have a right not to wear my mask. And she said,
well,
yes, you
do. Well,
depending
on what state was she in?
Massachusetts, Ashland, next town
over from
me.
But isn't that the state law? Because in New Jersey and New York, you can't go into any building without a mask on.
Yeah, that
and
is the law.
And so the manager tells you, you have to leave and if you're not going to wear a mask. So
yep.
I wouldn't call the police, but I would get the manager involved of the laundromat for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I told some dumb girl walked in. I went into the supermarket over the weekend. I had to pop in for something really quick. And some dumb girl walked in behind me on a cell phone without a mask on. And I, like, literally turned around. I stopped her. I said, first of all, you should be wearing a mask, but they're going to stop you because they're not going to let you in. And she was like, what? She was so stupid. And I was like, yeah, hello, what planet do you live on? We're in New Jersey. You know that you have to wear a mask if you're going into a store. So it was just, people are so dumb.
Well, this person was then given, the police showed up, wrote him a ticket for a $300 fine.
Yeah, it's a big fine, yep.
Yep. So I wonder if other people would do
it.
That.
You
can fight it.
You can't.
Yeah,
here's the thing. If you fight it, they can't win. They can't tell you that you can wear something.
Well, if it's an executive order, though, because that was a big issue here in New York and New Jersey, people were saying, oh, you can fight it. If it's an executive order by the government for public health, you won't win.
But
I've seen numerous attorneys talking about it.
It's the same argument with the governor that the mayor's dealing with in L.A. right now, where he's turning off people's power if they have large gatherings. The idea is if you want to be a thorn in the side, now not everybody will do this, but if you want to be the thorn in the side, you could challenge an executive order because it wasn't actually ratified into law. And so that's the sticking point. If this guy wanted to be a total meh, he could, but...
I don't
who
know
has
where,
the money and energy to do that?
Apparently, a number of people, I'm just thinking about a response and what I would say. There are people who want to do citizens' arrests, you know, how that works in some places.
Oh, God.
People want to do
just,
citizens'
it's
arrests.
That's the last thing we need.
On this. Yeah. Well, but there's
everybody
a lot
thinking
of,
they're George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Well, it's
right.
A lot of Karens who are out there who are just, you know, wanting to tamp down on everybody. And the thing is, you should be wearing the mask, but leave it up to the business owner. It's so stupid to get in these personal altercations with people. I don't know why in the world people think that they need to go and, like, I mean, people in LA are fighting now. I mean, people are, like, punching each other over whether or not they should wear a mask. It's too much. That's not helpful. You know what's going to spread coronavirus more than not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
People who are, like, spitting all over each other and
right.
pushing each other.
Yeah, having a big fight.
God.
Wow. But see how far this goes back. You know, our problems today go back to our problems with China. I want to reflect a little bit more on that as we continue here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. Here, over the years, vaccines helping to prevent illness, hospitalization, even death. As the conversation on immunization continues, by the way, this has been Immunization Awareness Month, it's important to know the facts.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we keep talking about China and the connection to COVID and what has to happen. I think it was Friday, Victoria, I went through a number of the trade, the number of things we're getting from China, how much we're spending, $550 billion last year in goods from China, and where we are going. One of the big things is the rare metals that come out of China that are being used, the various things that our fighter planes, for example, need 520 pounds of some kind of rare earth mineral that can only be found in China. Nuclear submarines, the same thing. Tomahawk missiles, different types of rare earth elements that are only found in China. So now they're all trying to figure out how we deal with that because the government is trying to get away from doing business with China. 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There it is. All right, let's get at it. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, award-winning podcaster. I was going to say prod. Well, you are kind of a prodder. You do a prodding podcast. Say that a hundred times fast.
We prod you to take care of your house.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, we also entertain listener questions. Send them along to me or to Tom at various websites. George. Listening, where is George? I don't know. He's somewhere in the deep blue beyond. What's the best way to store extra paint so it can be used again? I have so many cans of paint, I've been going through them myself and tossing the ones that, if you don't put the lid on tightly, it's going to get hard, right?
Well, that's right, Doug. It's the air in the paint that really is what causes it to fail. And, you know, I've got a bit of a system that I've used for many, many years that seems to have worked really well for me. And basically, if you ask manufacturers, they'll tell you that paint will last a couple of years in the can, mm-hmm. but I think it can last at least twice that long.
Does it make a difference whether it's oil-based or whether it's water-based paint as to how long it will last?
Well, no, but I mean, I think it's the seal when you put the lid back on that really makes the difference. So, what I do is first, it starts when you open the can of paint. Now, most people will grab a screwdriver and open the can of paint, but when you do that, you often damage that seal. You damage that lid. You warp it a little bit. Makes it hard. So that's why they have the paint opener tool, right? It's a really inexpensive, you know, couple of bucks for this tool that the, you'll see them at the hardware stores and home centers that they use to open the cans of paint. So use that tool to open it up. And when you're done with the paint, make sure you use the brush to clean the inside walls of the can so the paint, the majority of the paint is pushed down. And then, of course, you want to use it to clean the seal, the lid, the little groove, right, where all the paint collects, and get as much out of there as possible. Wipe the seal of the lid as well. And then here's, like, my little trick of the trade is that I take Saran wrap or clear plastic wrap, and I lay it across the top of the can, and then I put the lid down. That gives it a little bit of an extra sort of gasket that holds that air in. And then you tap the lid down gently at first so it sits right. You don't, like, sort of cock it when you put it in, so put it in twisted. Yeah. And then what you can do is lay a towel over the top of it and then really bang it down the rest of the way and try to do that with a rubber mallet. And the reason you're putting the towel over the top is because you have any paint left over in that lid, it won't spritz out and get all over the place.
Is that the Saran wrap that's left over from when you put it on the toilet to spoof your friends and children?
I don't know, Doug.
When you were in school? Do you remember doing that when you were in school?
Yeah, I know the trick, but I've never done it.
No?
It's disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting. All right, let's see. Oh, I know something that other people may not know, and there's only the thing I know is there's just 1 week left in that NASCAR fan experience at the Money Pit's Sweepstakes Center, moneypit.com. So how's this going?
How about that? Yeah, we're getting a lot of entries. And so the way this works is if you win, you will be able to drive a real NASCAR. We're working with the NASCAR Racing Experience team. They have a service where they're located at over a dozen tracks around the country. And what they do is they'll teach you how to drive a real NASCAR. Then you can get into the driver's seat and they'll sort of talk to you through the radio and you get to drive the car around the track as fast as your little heart desires. So there's 5 winners going to be selected. It's a NASCAR fan experience of a lifetime. Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's right.
Right. Once a day. This is the last week to do it, so help yourself to that. Also, the Money Pit podcast, you have a conversation in this latest episode about how to stop bathtub caulking from getting gross.
Gross,
really,
that's right.
That
no.
Black, gross.
Yeah, we're going to walk you through the best way to re-caulk your tub and make sure it doesn't get gross again. You know, the best way to re-caulk the tub is to get rid of all that old caulk, clean that seam out really well with a bleach and water solution, and then fill the tub. Why would you fill the tub before you caulk? Well, because it weights the tub down. And once you caulk and let that water out, the tub comes back up and compresses the caulk, and this way, every time you get in and out of that tub, you don't stretch it and wear it, and then it's fair.
You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast for that. Here's a listener named Tanya who's putting a butcher block in for a bar top and countertop. Is that something that you can seal up?
Yeah, two different surfaces. So for the countertop, if you're going to do food prep on it, you have to use a food-safe oil on that butcher block. And, man, it's a lot of work. You've got to oil that once a day for the first week and then once a week for the next month and then once a month for the life of the countertop. Wow. If it's a bar top, I would recommend the epoxy finishes, the clear epoxy, two-part epoxy, mix it together, you apply it there. That stuff is really, really tough and easy to clean, and it'll really stand up well and looks great.
Or use marble top and you don't have to do any of that stuff. How's that for an alternative? 59 past.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.